Whether you're the runaway or the model child, the Father will always love you and let you come home. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. If you're familiar with the story of the prodigal son, do you feel like you're more like the younger son or the older son? Now, I've gone to church my whole life, and I've done all the good Christian things, so I tend to fall into the older brother category, a category I unfortunately share with the Pharisees of Jesus' day. Not such good company. But whether you're more like the younger or the older, we can all get something from today's Devo. It's called Thoughts of the Prodigal by Sharon Roberts. I said, "Give me my portion of the goods." And in my youthful heart, I knew he would. I took and turned and quickly walked away and relished in the freedom of that day. For pleasures I had dreamed about, I'd roam, not once regretting ever leaving home. I traveled far until one fateful day, I found I lost my treasure on the way. There was no food to eat, no bread, no figs. I sadly found myself among the pigs. Where could I go? How could I now survive? I hurt my father when I left, I cried. But home I went. I'd beg him to forgive, if only I could have a place to live. Then, to my unbelievable surprise, I saw the love within my father's eyes. I now know fully what it means to live, to honor, to do good, and to forgive. So, what does this poem make you think of? Today's poem is based on a parable Jesus told in Luke 15:11-32. Consider taking some time to read this passage slowly. What do you notice? How did the younger son hurt his father? How did his father respond? Just as the father in the parable received his long-lost son, running to him and embracing him, God receives us. He longs for us to turn away from sin and come home to him. That's why Jesus died for our sins and rose again, because God wants to lavish us with forgiveness and mercy and welcome us as his own children. You can find out more about this good news when you go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus in the menu, or find the Know Jesus section in the Unlocked app. God extends compassion and forgiveness to us, even though we could never deserve it. But sometimes, when God gives grace to another sinner like us, we feel resentful. Sometimes we look down on others because we've fallen into the trap of thinking we're not in need of Jesus' saving grace anymore, like the older son in the parable. How does looking to our good Father and remembering the love and grace he daily shows us help us extend that love and grace to others? Now, as you and I can read in Luke 15:20, he arose and came to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Dig into the Bible for yourself and read Luke 15:1-32 and John 13:34 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and another thing we do is something called Keys for Kids Radio. It's an internet radio station for kids 6 to 12. So if you have younger siblings and you want to help encourage them in following Jesus too, then check out keysforkids.net or the Keys for Kids app with them. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why, you're like a pair of empty shoes until you accept Jesus. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.